Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Nat.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm great.
It is very nice to have you on the show. You've been off out and about exploring.
Yeah, I've been in the regions for work, which has been really nice.
Nice.
But yeah, good to be back. And then also we spoke over the internet in lockdown, eh?
I know. So it's nice to see you in person as well. And talking about everybody's favourite food, pasta.
Yeah, well, we're gonna talk about some fresh pasta today.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to explain how to make it and make some ravioli. Yeah, it's I love making fresh pasta at home, but it is a bit of a mission. So it's something that I'd keep for a special occasion usually, especially a filled pasta like ravioli. It is very easy to make though, so especially if you have a plaster machine, but you can use a rolling pin, and I have even used a wine bottle.
Oh,
nice.
That's
a labour of love though.
That's a big flatting vibe, I think.
Yeah.
There was a long period of time where we did not have any like baking things you use to bake with at our flat, so every time someone's birthday, it was always like such a mission to try and make a cake or anything. I'm glad that I've passed that stage of my life slightly.
You don't want to have to get too creative with the baking, eh? It's a bit of a risky business.
Yeah. It's a science.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay, cool.
Segwayed down some memories there.
Yeah, yeah, happy memories. A basic pasta recipe for fresh pasta is basically 100 grams of strong flour, high-grade flour, which has just has a different gluten structure to all-purpose flour.
Right.
It's not as elastic when it is combined with other ingredients.
Got you.
So yeah, it kind of isn't really stretchy, which is what you want for pasta. Cool. So 1 egg to 100 grams of strong flour. For this ravioli recipe, I would do 300 grams of flour, 2 eggs, and 2 egg yolks, just to richen the dough a little bit. It's not as wet if you just use yolks, and it gets this really beautiful silky texture.
Does it go quite like nice and yellow and sunny as well?
Yeah,
then?
Yes, it does.
Nice.
And yeah, it does. And so I'm going to fill this one with ricotta and cooked spinach.
Oh, I've got to say, I think that's like one of my favourite ravioli combos. It's a classic, and it's a classic for a reason.
Yeah, it is. And it's so delicious, and it's really easy to come together. So all you need for the filling, I'm going to talk you through the filling and the sauce for the pasta, and then we're going to do the dough. So you have 1 cup of ricotta, 1 cup of cooked spinach, which is drained of all its liquid. Yeah, and half a teaspoon of nutmeg, so that's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 tablespoons of ground parmesan, the zest of a lemon, some salt and pepper, and I like a little bit of chili flake in there as well for a bit of heat.
A little bit of a kick, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got this like quite sweet ricotta, nice kind of texture from the spinach, a bit of brightness from the lemon and richness from the parmesan. It's pretty lovely. So you just kind of combine that and chuck it in the fridge. I serve this pasta with a fresh tomato sauce, which is really yum.
Yum.
But you could just do like a melted butter kind of situation as well.
Also yum.
But I would just make a fresh tomato sauce. The last of the good tomatoes are kind of here now, so
make the
most of them. Yeah, so you might want about 8 large, ripe, very ripe tomatoes. Just skin them, chop them, and cook them down with 1 onion, which is slowly kind of sweated off, I guess.
How do you sweat?
I hate saying that.
Sweat an onion. It is sweat an onion. That's not the one. I hope no one clips that as a sting or anything. Sweaty onions.
Sorry.
But how do you actually sweat an onion?
Just really slowly cook it over like a low to medium heat with a bit of salt. The moisture comes out, but you just don't want to brown it.
So then you don't put oil or anything with it?
Yeah, a little bit of oil or butter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then add, I would do 5 garlic cloves because I'm a bit crazy on garlic. And then add your tomatoes in and just, cook it all down. So it's pretty simple. Add a little bit of sugar if the tomatoes aren't that ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper, some basil. Delicious.
Yum.
Cool.
Yum, yum.
Very simple.
Cool. Easy. Done.
And so now we make the pasta. So we're going to do 300 grams flour, two eggs, two egg yolks. So what you want to do is like make a volcano of the flour.
This is the fun bit.
This is definitely the fun bit.
Give your bench a good wipe, but yuck otherwise.
Yes.
And build your big volcano.
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands. Do all that
Put
stuff.
Put an apron on. Yeah.
This is an apron job, this one.
And so you want to make a little well in the middle of that flour volcano, and then you crack your eggs and your egg yolks into it, and then you get a fork and you kind of just whisk the eggs, and the flour kind of creates like a little crater bowl kind of thing.
Cool.
And you want to slowly bring in the flour in with the eggs.
So satisfying.
Yeah, and try and not break that flour crater for as long as possible. So it should take you like a few minutes to work everything in, but inevitably it just looks like a massive mess, and you just have to bring it all in together and make a dough.
Have you ever tried making fresh pasta, Zoe?
No, but my mum did one time. She tried to make a lasagna, and in the end it just came out like rocks. We all ate it because otherwise...
Because you love your mother.
Yeah. Yep. But it was not good.
Is she listening right now?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry,
oh,
Jan.
Oh, gosh.
we've all been there. We've all been there. I made some horrible spaghetti over lockdown that my flatmates ate, but they were very polite about it. It tasted bad. So I'm going to have another go at it.
Was it fresh pasta that you made?
Yeah,
spaghetti?
It was just terrible.
Oh, God.
But I'm ready for another attempt. I think I didn't do the volcano. Right. That was my mistake, I think.
Oh, maybe.
One of my mistakes. Sorry, back to the crater. We've got a big mess of pasta on the bench.
Yes, and we're bringing it all in to kind of form a dough now. So you basically want to knead the bejesus out of this dough. It's pretty... pretty hard because there's not much moisture in it.
Yeah.
So you've really got to lean into it with some elbow grease, and you probably want to knead it for a good 10 minutes.
Okay.
And the dough should be like smooth, and when you prod it with your finger, it should bounce back, and that kind of shows that you've worked the gluten a little bit.
Nice.
Then you just want it, you can either wrap it in Glad wrap and chuck it in the fridge, or you can just chuck a bowl over it on the bench and leave it. But 4:30 to 45 minutes, mm-hmm. just lets everything relax.
Mm.
Then what you want to do is get your pasta machine out, or your wine bottle, or your rolling pin. And I've got a pasta machine. They're awesome. You just can buy them for like $10 off Trade Me.
Awesome.
There's always a pasta machine for sale. But you want to kind of section your dough into maybe four pieces, and you want to run it through on the wider setting on your pasta machine a few times. And once you kind of pass it through on the wider setting, you want to kind of fold the dough over like a book and on itself and run it through again. Just creates a little bit of layers.
Okay, nice.
And then you kind of keep going, making the increments of the pasta machine smaller and smaller until you get to maybe the second to last.
And then you've got your really nice thin
dough. Nice. And from here you could use it for your spaghetti or a number of other things, your lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ravioli, you basically just want to put little dollops of that ricotta mixture down one side, and then I just fold over the other side.
Easy.
And then cut it.
Easy.
It's very rustic.
That's the vibe.
Which I'm here for,
Me too. Yeah. Very keen on that.
Once you've made all of your ricotta, when you're making it, you want to kind of put it onto a tray with some semolina flour, which is just like a coarse wheat flour. It just absorbs moisture, dries it out a bit. And when you're ready to cook the ravioli, just some really salty boiling water, 3 minutes max.
Excellent.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just a quick boost.
Totally. And you can freeze these really easily as well. Just to freeze them on a tray, chuck them in a bag.
And then
that's pretty delightful.
Once you've cooked them, you put your yum sauce on it. And maybe a bit of parmesan.
Bit of olive oil.
Fresh
delicious.
Herb. A fresh herb on the top.
Little, yeah.
Herb of choice.
A little rocket salad. I don't know.
Oh, be funky with it. We're losing our mind over pasta here. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to have another attempt at handmaking pasta.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I think I owe it to my poor flatmates who ate the terrible one to make them something nice. Thank you very much for this, Nat. If you want to get this recipe, we will put this in the in the B-casts, and you can follow along at home if you want to. But yeah, it sounds like a good yummy one to try out. So thank you very much for that, Nat.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
See you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And if